And we're going to continue the hour by talking real estate. We are joined in the studio by Matt Lawing, who's a broker and realtor with Weston Woodall Real Estate. WestonWoodall.com is their website. He's based out of Durham. They cover real estate for the entire area, including Orange County. And Matt joins us here in the studio this morning to talk about it. Thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Absolutely, Aaron. I'm happy to be here. First of all, congratulations on your award that you got recently.
Thank you so much.
But my name is Matt Lawing, as you said, and I've been in residential real estate for 3.5 years. Our office does commercial, but that's not my focus. I like helping people buy and sell homes, townhomes, condos, land. I just really enjoy kind of helping people get to the point where something that they really have this personal connection with, such as a home, and helping them through that process. It is a complicated process. But I've tried to refine kind of a checklist of items over the years to help people get through that as easily and painlessly as possible.
Sounds good. So what's your background? You came from Western North Carolina originally, right?
Yeah. So I grew up in a little town called Maiden, outside Hickory. I went to UNC Charlotte for my undergrad and then went to NC State and focused on higher education administration. Did that for a few years and then kind of ended up doing 2 AmeriCorps terms with Habitat. And then falling into construction and then subsequently real estate. And I kind of have been doing that ever since.
Nice. Did you know when you started doing AmeriCorps with Habitat, like that was going to start you on the direction? Was that in your head at the time?
I knew that I would want to continue working in construction because I really enjoyed it. I did not know that that would transfer so strongly into real estate. But what I found is after I got my real estate license, originally I just got it to be able to sell my own homes that I wanted to build someday.
Yeah.
As kind of a side thing. And then I started doing it full time and just absolutely fell in love with it. And now, so ironically, construction's taken a backseat.
Sounds good.
So I just love it.
Yeah. Speaking with Matt Lawing again, Weston Woodall Real Estate, westonwoodall.com is their website. And I was looking at the website earlier today. They kind of focus on everything, really, right?
Yeah. We as a company do residential, commercial, property management, really anything that you need in terms of real estate, we do. I mean, we've got people who focus on every little niche imaginable. So I'm happy to be a part of it. You know, what I like about it is it's a combination of them being big enough to kind of have all these focuses, but also my offices, I'm one door down from West and I'm one door down from Woodall and 3 doors down from West.
Nice.
So I still have that personal connection with, the ownership despite it being a decently large company.
Who's the second door?
It's the person that handles all of our finances.
Okay, gotcha.
So her position between them is very appropriate.
The really important one, right? Yeah. So how is the market today? I mean, we've gotten so many like anecdotal stories and we've got data and numbers, just how crazy the market is right now. What are you saying?
Well, so the market is crazy. Mm. I mean, it's as a seller, there's really never been a better time to sell your home. And if your home is marketable, you're getting 10, 15, 20 offers, you know, sometimes $50,000, $100,000 above asking price. I mean, it is absolutely crazy right now. That being said, right now, as of January, it's not as crazy. It will likely heat up again in the spring, as we usually see. But even right now, for January, it is, yeah, it's just, it's nuts.
Yeah. What are the factors driving that?
So you hear people talk about seller's market, buyer's market, whatever. Right now, we're in a strong seller's market, and what that really means is you have a lot of buyers and not a ton of sellers. Generally, that'll even itself back out at some point just because there will be a lot of sellers that say, oh, this is a great time to sell. Everybody will jump on that train, and it'll kind of equalize again.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what's happening is that you've got construction costs have gone way up, and so new construction homes have gone way up. And traditionally, you've seen builders build new homes, and they'll set a price, and whatever that price is, you come in with a contract, and you're good. But what you're seeing now is that builders are allowing people to compete with multiple offers and things like that, too.
Okay.
Which is frustrating people, and it frustrates agents, but that is what it is. And I don't blame them for doing that. Why wouldn't you want more money for your home?
Mm.
But what you're seeing is there's a lot of new construction, but because of the prices of lumber, it's a lot more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're having a hard time competing with resales. And so you're seeing almost two little micro markets that are happening at the same time. Mm. So it's just been kind of really interesting to see.
A lot of those are trends that are bigger than the triangle, but the triangle's got its own things happening as well that are driving the cost of housing and the housing market. And I know one of the big things that happened at the end of last year was Apple made this huge announcement. They're coming in. They're bringing in a big expansion and thousands of jobs, and that's going to have a big ripple effect. And what are we seeing as the impact of that already?
Well, I think what you're seeing is when you look at the total number of jobs that they've kind of promised and pledged for the triangle, and you look at that specifically as a percentage of the population of the triangle, it sounds like a big number when you just present it as a number isolated, but it's not that big of a percentage. Mm-hmm. And so it can have an impact, but it's not going to have this huge impact. You know, they're not adding 50% of the triangle's population in jobs. That would absolutely turn everything upside down. But I think a lot of the other things to consider are not everybody that is coming to work for Apple when they open these jobs are coming from somewhere else. Some of them are going to be people who already live here. Mm-hmm. We already have a lot of people who work for tech companies here who work over in the RTP. And so when you look at that, I kind of do it as a numbers game. And I step back and I say, okay, how many people are going to be actually moving here from somewhere else to specifically live here and work for Apple? How many of those people are going to stay long enough where they actually want to buy a home? And so although the raw number tends to scare people, when you step back and think about just percentages, it'll have an impact, but it's not going to have that kind of an impact, especially when you consider that it will be spread out to Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, you know, sometimes theoretically Pittsburgh, and some
Chatham
of these outlying
Park,
areas,
for sure, yeah.
Or even the other direction, even Mebane, Graham,
yep.
Burlington, whatever. And so I think it will have an impact, but I don't think that it's going to have this crazy impact that just rocks the world.
So speaking with Matt Long again, Weston Woodall Real Estate, westonwoodall.com is the website. Go there and find out more. And he can talk about Apple and who's coming in and who's not coming in. I was thinking about every time we talk with the Visitors Bureau in Orange County, the tourist promoting agency, they've got this figured out what their typical average tourist is, like who comes into Orange County to visit and why are they and what are their kind of demographic characteristics. And they can use that to market. Is there a typical average home buyer who's coming into the triangle? Is there kind of some kind of archetype that you have in mind for like the typical person who's coming in to buy or who's in here and looking to sell?
Well, like a lot of people that are in the first, you know, 5 to 7 years of their real estate career, I help a lot of first-time home buyers.
Okay.
And so I help a lot of young people who are, you know, 22 to 25, sometimes a little older, like I said, that are doing this for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people who really benefit from the most guidance. I've helped people who are in their 70s and 80s. I've helped people who are in their 40s and they're moving up from one home to another. And all those people are great. But like what I love about first-time homebuyers is just this enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Is, you know, they just, this is a big deal to them, and it should be, but I love kind of walking them through that process, and kind of their excitement and their anticipation gives me energy because I'm an extrovert anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that is probably half of who I've helped is first-time homebuyers. And just kind of getting them different options. Like sometimes I live in a condo complex, and so I've helped a lot of people buy and sell in that condo complex. And condos are a little weird when it comes to financing.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have a lot of rentals in the condo, it's harder to get financed through a traditional loan, so you have to kind of walk them through different options. And just kind of being able to simplify that process and make sure that you have that knowledge and you have those people to connect them with is an important step of the process. And so having partners that I can rely on and kind of a team that I can work with and make sure that people are taken care of with the same quality of care that I try to give people.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Matt Long, and we got to start wrapping up, but people come to you with advice for... people come to you asking for advice. I'm looking to buy a home right now. What's the advice that you give them?
So my advice is be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Be willing to compromise a little bit. So if you have time to wait, I can set you up on a search for free, and you can see what's available, and you can look at your dream home. But odds are, if it's your dream home, it's probably someone else's dream home. Those are the ones that you're really going to be competing with other people against. They're going to be throwing money at it and over asking price and things like that. And if it doesn't appraise for the full purchase value, you're responsible for that difference, which is, you know, a reality that we live in. So my advice is, if you're flexible, if you're willing to compromise a little bit on something that might need a little bit of work, something that might be a little outdated and you can make it your own over the next couple years, or something that may be a little further away than you wanted it to be, you can get some really good stuff right now. If a house hasn't sold in about 4 or 5 days, you've got a really good chance at getting it for closer to asking price, not having to compete with 15 other people. So those are the homes that I'm really trying to keep my eye on for people right now. I mean, for every client that I've got in my head kind of what they want. I monitor the market, and I make sure that I know kind of the homes that would fit them. Even if it's not perfect, I'll call you and I'll say, hey, I know you wanted 3 bedrooms. I found you one that has everything else you wanted. It's only got 2. You want to look at it? And a lot of times they'll say, yeah, you know what? Why not?
People looking to sell, what's your advice for them?
My advice is, I know that it's very tempting, and I know that homes look like they're just selling themselves right now. But I can tell you that, and I can prove this with data, that if you use a realtor, it sells for more, you know, in 90% of cases. I've seen homes on Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, absolutely beautiful homes, $600,000 home I just saw expired on the MLS because it didn't sell. There's no reason that it didn't sell except for, there was no data on it. There was no, like, it. An agent put up 4 pictures of this house that were taken with their cell phone, blurry photos. Instead of getting professional pictures taken, instead of getting a walkthrough done, these are the kind of things that I do for a $600,000 home. And it makes the difference. And I've seen it make a difference because I made the mistake of not doing those things early on in my career. And now I see the difference in the homes that I tried to sell then and the homes that I've tried to sell now. And if you put that little extra effort in, paying for professional photographs, paying for an appraiser to come and do a licensed walkthrough with verified measurements so that people get an idea of the dimensions of the house, these things make a difference. And so as tempting as it is to say, I can sell my home myself, this is my job. I have a lot of tools, and I can help you do it better.
WestandWoodall.com for more information from West and Woodall. Go find Matt Lawing there. Matt, thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely, Aaron. Happy to be here.